I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, September 27th. The United Auto Workers strike has been going on for 2 weeks now, and it's a complicated issue. However, Tesla is the only major automaker that doesn't employ union workers, and therefore is safe in the strike, and their shadow looms heavy. The headlines are a lot about the UAW's asking for a 40% pay raise, a four-day work week, improved overtime and retirement benefits, but they're also looking for protection against factory closures. This causes quite a different situation for electric vehicles, as they're easier to build and more labor efficiencies are expected to be discovered as production ramps up in the future. So, with the EVs being a threat to the United Auto Workers' numbers, having been dwindling for decades already, these automakers are all currently losing money on their electric vehicle programs already, and Tesla has industry-leading gross margins. Any concessions that the legacy automakers make to the United Auto Workers will make it harder to catch up to Tesla, which has been the stated goal for all of them. Elon Musk weighed in on the issue, saying that the big three, meaning Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, could wind up bankrupt if they were trying to meet the demands of the auto workers. Now, likewise, a Morgan Stanley analyst does not see a path to profitability for the big three with electric vehicles at scale. Tesla is expected to release its third quarter delivery numbers next week, and the expectations are a bit around the map as the likely rare quarter without growth. Over the last few years, Tesla has created high expectations for deliveries every quarter by managing to beat quarterly records nearly every time. Now, during the last earnings call, Elon Musk warned that the third quarter for 2023 would be different. He said that production numbers will likely be down due to the factory shutdowns for upgrades. And of course, when production is down, delivery is likewise down as well. Now, Wall Street has a few numbers in the air, such as Baird, who expects 493,000 deliveries, while Troy Teslyk went as low as 442,000. Now, the overall Wall Street consensus sits at an optimistic 462,000 deliveries, which is only marginally down from last quarter. At Electrek, we're going to put our hat in the ring, and we're going to say that Tesla will deliver 430,000. You can let us know what you think in the comment section below. Tesla has made another rare expansion of its Magic Dock supercharger for non-Tesla electric cars in North America. Earlier this year, Tesla started to deploy its Magic Dock supercharger stations as it serves as a new receiver for Tesla to charge up non-Tesla vehicles, at least vehicles that don't have the NACS connector, which at the moment is pretty much everybody except Tesla. That will change in the future, but back to the story. In February, Tesla officially launched new stations with this dock, about a dozen in New York and California. The deployment is still very limited today, but Tesla has now expanded from the coasts to Texas, launching new stations in Utah, Colorado, Michigan, and also Washington State. Mercedes invited Electrek out to Santa Monica to drive its EQS in some of the worst traffic possible, and we were quite happy because it let us test out their Drive Pilot system, the very first actual hands-free Level 3 autonomous driving system certified to operate in the U.S. Now, most manufacturers are selling cars that have some sort of driver's assist system categorized as Level 2, including Tesla. Now, while Mercedes has cracked the surface of Level 3 autonomy, there are some caveats. Right now, it doesn't change lanes without intervention and works only on areas with high-resolution maps available. Mercedes said that the system will initially cover Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the Bay Area, Sacramento, San Diego, Las Vegas, and the freeways in between those big cities. The best use of the system so far is in heavy traffic, where we got to ride it, where short spans of road are covered in long amounts of time. Having hands and eyes free allows a driver to do all sorts of things when the tedious task of inching forward in a very low-risk and redundant environment is draining for the driver. Kia has finally announced the starting price for its flagship EV9, its first three-row electric SUV. At $54,900, Kia says that the EV9 will be a wake-up call to the industry. Now, according to Kia, the EV9 offers true SUV capabilities, with 81 cubic feet of cargo space behind the first row, 7.8 inches of ground clearance, and up to 5,000 pounds of towing. The 24 Kia EV9 is expected to begin rolling out in the fourth quarter of this year. Initially, it'll be built in South Korea and shipped to the U.S. However, starting in 24, it'll move to Kia's West Point, Georgia facility. Kia says prices for the light long range, wind, land, and GT line will be announced closer to launch. With the Tesla Cybertruck just weeks away from deliveries, Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe said that he doesn't see a lot of overlap with its current models. However, he's happy it exists, giving customers different choices. As Scaringe went on to say, quote, "If we truly want to electrify everything that's produced, then competition is healthy." Now, he said that unlike the tech sector and transportation, there can and should be many winners. From Electrek's take, we don't know if the Cybertruck will rival Rivian just yet, because Tesla has yet to release specs and pricing. With the truly groundbreaking design, loads of reservations, and the incredible features, Tesla could very well change it to a premium price for the vehicle. We say this knowing that Tesla has taken advantage of demand in the past. Since Tesla sells direct to consumer, they have taken opportunities to raise prices on their vehicles to balance profitability. Lucid Motors has officially opened its first ever EV manufacturing plant in Saudi Arabia. The EV maker announced on Wednesday the facility will produce the Lucid Air vehicles for the country while exporting to overseas markets. After receiving its operating license to begin production just last week, they officially opened the doors. Located on the Red Sea, the location offers access to overseas markets, with 13% of global trade passing through the region. Lucid's new manufacturing plant received significant support from the Saudi Arabian government, as it's expected to play a key role in the country's mission to diversify its economy. Lucid's new EV manufacturing plant could be more significant than it seems. The nation's public investment fund invested an additional $1.8 billion into the EV maker back in June, bringing the total to around $9 billion in funding. At the end of June, Saudi Arabia's investment fund owned 60.5% of Lucid's common stock. In today's community comment found on YouTube, John Stefanowitz 6595 says, "Good morning, Mikey." Well, thank you very much, John. For me, it's the afternoon when I record Quick Charge. Sometimes news comes out while I'm recording or shortly before, and I wind up being behind the curve, but that can only last for so long as the daily EV news keeps on rolling in. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.